News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, you hear me talking all the time about Vandy's heating and air conditioning. I hope you know, too, that I like having a company like Vandy's. I love having small businesses, veteran-owned businesses, as a part of our team here at Right Side, and that's exactly what they are. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, they serve Madison, Huntsville, all the surrounding areas, and they are like your one-stop shop for all of your HVAC needs, whether it be repairs, servicing, even installations, gas or electric systems, it does not matter. They can do it. And plus, here's the deal, they are open 6 days a week. So if you have something go out on a Friday night, you're not waiting until Monday. You can get somebody out there on a Saturday. And at Vandy's, they are not going to try and like upsell you, you know, try to slap you with, you know, sort of a jab in the pocketbook. They're going to give you a free estimate and let you decide what you want to do. 256-225-7311 is their phone number. Check them out. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. And please tell them you heard about it on Right Side. Listen, 1819 News, one of those sources that I go to a lot now, has a story out. This came out today. Of course, they've also got the Trump pulls the endorsement from Mo Brooks thing. But they also just did they've come out the gate. 1819 News is like come out of the gate and they're like making a splash. But they did a poll. They released a poll they had done solely for 1819 News. Their poll results show, and I don't have all the crosstabs or anything else to know how it came together, but their poll shows that right now in the Republican primary for governor, that Kay Ivey has 57.7% of the vote. If that's accurate, if the poll is accurate, it would mean that she avoids a runoff. They show Tim James in their poll at a distant second at 16%, Lindy Blanchard at 11.8%. Undecided at 8.8%. They also have Lou Burdette and Stacey George in the ones, you know. And then there's also Donald Trent Jones, Dean Odell, Dave Thomas, and Dean Young that are in the field, each having a percent-ish. So that's a significant thing. Now, what that means is they've got a margin of error in that poll at 3.4%. And by the way, you can check this out yourself. I would encourage you to do it. It's pretty fascinating. 1819 News, that's 1819news.com, one of our sponsors. But 1819 News is saying, if this poll's accurate, they're saying that Ivy would avoid a runoff. Now, okay, I have already gone on the record and predicted. I think you're still going to see a runoff in both the U.S. Senate races and the governor's race. Now, I could be wrong. I do feel like right now Kay Ivey is far more vulnerable than she's been. I'm just gonna tell you as it is. Is she still the incumbent? Yes. Does she have the name ID? Yes. She has all the things that a candidate, and she has the money. Yes. She has the backing of all of the big associations in the Montgomery bubble. Yes. But she is vulnerable on issues, and right now, what's kind of crazy is the Biden administration, the liberal Democrat Biden administration, is accentuating some of the same things that have made her vulnerable. For instance, the Biden administration's vaccine mandates and masking mandates kind of bring people back to the idea that Kay Ivey was there for the declaration of non-essential and shutting businesses down. The Biden administration's energy policies and inflation through Bidenflation, through Bidenomics, those are literally kind of coming back to haunt her because she was the one who was advocating for the gas tax. So the pain at the pump right now is not all Biden. 10 cents more of that is also just because of Kay Ivey and the legislature passing a new gas tax. So it's kind of weird, but it's going to be up to Tim James and Lindy Blanchard, who are the top two candidates right now on her heels, to do a better job at telling people why they've got to consider that perhaps they need somebody else as governor. That's the way it's going to have to work out. And I don't dislike Kay Ivey. I'm just saying I dislike some of her policies. I also believe that, you know, that she deserves to have debate about her positions. She just does. She's been in office for a long time, long time. And I've worked with her and have had times when I really enjoyed her company. But I'll just be honest, some of the things that have happened in the last 4 years She deserves to have a primary. She deserves to be debated. Now, she is not debating herself, by the way. She's not coming to any forums. She's not going to anything that requires her to sit and give account and be, you know, side by side with the other candidates. She can't afford that. I guarantee you she would lose points if she did. Because the level of energy coming from her versus the level of energy coming from Tim James or Lindy Blanchard or Lou Burdett or the others is far different. The ability to quickly answer a question and to look like she is on the money is probably going to be overshadowed by the ability to do so by Tim James, Lou Burdett, and Stacey Lee George and others, and Lindy Blanchard. So, I'm just saying. All right, so 1819 News, they got a poll out. Check it out. What else did I see? You know, we didn't even get into there's so much happening right now that it's hard to keep track. I told you earlier in the show, breaking news was that former Secretary of State, our former Secretary of State has recently passed away. It was, you know, it's quite the news break to see Madeleine Albright at the age of 84 pass away. We've also got news coming in that today was the day that on the Supreme Court nomination confirmation hearings, Lindsey Graham was wearing Ketanji Brown Jackson out. I mean, like, wearing her out. And you know what it was? It was her policies. It was her rulings. It was her record. And yet liberals are taking issue with that level of back and forth about her own record. Well, I got news. You can destroy a man's life like Brett Kavanaugh or try to, but you can't ask somebody about something they actually did, like officially on the record. Then you've got things happening with Ukraine. Just today, President Biden has traveled to Brussels, is headed to an emergency NATO meeting. At this meeting, they are likely to consider a number of things. Number one, they're going to consider China's involvement with support of Russia. Number two, they're likely to consider Poland's offer of MiG-29s and other lethal aid to Ukraine. I'm curious to see what's going to come out of this. How are they going to reconcile the idea that we don't want Putin to advance, but we don't want to give Ukraine what it takes to stop them from advancing? Although I will say this, my gosh, I mean, I did not expect to see counteroffensives coming out of the Ukrainian military, but they are. Right now, we're seeing counteroffensives coming out of the Ukrainian military that are literally putting Russian troops on their heels. Ukraine's military is taking ground back. Ukraine's military is cutting off logistical supply routes for Putin's army. It's gotten pretty legit, far more than the rest of the world ever expected. But you know what? They're fighting for their own homes. What a great show today, Copper. What a great show. All right, listen, folks, we will be back here tomorrow. Tomorrow, I know you have the Grand Council. Myself and Dale Jackson and Jeff Poore are going to collaboratively go at it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, back here tomorrow at 2. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Y'all have a great night.